Hello, this is DJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello and very special greetings. This is Don Coco, and I'm reporting from Main Menu once again from a very warm Sacramento, California. We're talking today about games once again. I like games when I have time to play them. It's not very often. I'm quite busy. But when I want that relaxation, I like to play computer games. And a couple of games have come to mind recently, which I'd like to show you today. These are mazes. Now, what is a maze? The first thing you need to understand is what a maze is. A maze is a series of corridors that are connected. I guess that would be probably the easiest way to describe what a maze is. In other words, you'll go down a hallway and all of a sudden there'll be a left turn and then maybe a right turn and a sharp turn. You just never know. In a maze is basically a puzzle. And what you have to do with a maze is you have to figure out where the turns are. Now, once you learn where the turns are, then solving a maze is no problem. So it can be real easy, or it can be as difficult as the author wants. And we're going to show you how we even create a maze today. We'll be doing that as well. There are two very excellent mazes that are available. One is freeware, and one is shareware. The first one I'm going to show you is the shareware maze. I believe this is only $15, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember. And it is being sold by Talking Software. Their URL is www.talkingsoftware.gothere.uk.com/html. I'll repeat that address a little bit later on for you, but they make an excellent, excellent talking maze game, and I'm going to show you this talking maze game today. Now, you can download and evaluate it. The evaluation version will only give you one maze. Now, this particular game is not in stereo. So any person can play it. We've had a couple of people say, well, we don't work well with 3D stereo effects, or they don't work well for us. I've got a couple of people I know, their hearing is not very good. Well, this is ideal because there's no stereo in this particular game at all. It's very simple. I'm going to play the first maze, and then I'm going to actually show you how you register the product. So let's start it up. Rich has done an excellent job with this product. His name is Richard, and he's done a great job. Let's locate it. First of all, I keep a games folder with all my games.
G equals games folder.
So let's go there.
M equals Mazicum.
The one I want is Maze Game. That's the name of it. And there it is. Let's hit return on it.
Menu closed. Button. Start button. Maze Game copyright 2020 RW. Character password and press enter to continue. If you do not have a password, press enter to continue in demonstration mode.
Now, this is using the SAPI speech, the SAPI speech, so this is what this uses. Now, it wants my username and password if I want to register the game. We're going to do that, but not just yet. We'll just hit return at this point because we're going to pretend it's in demonstration mode.
Unregistered. Welcome to Talking Maze Game by RWF Talking Software. Press Control and F1 to play the game. Press Control and F9 to hear instructions. The game is in demonstration mode. This means you can play a single maze, only to get a feel for how the game works. Please support our endeavors by registering this software.
Okay, great. Now we're ready to go. And what we're going to do is we're going to press Control and F1. And this may or may not come up with the proper maze. It should come up with Maze 1. We're going to see if that works. If not, I'll move it to Maze 1. So let's do that.
Maze 3.
Oops, we got
going
the wrong maze, so let's move it back.
Maze 2. Maze 1. As easy as pie. You are allowed to bump into the walls 4 times.
Okay, there we go. Now, I'm going to move up and down, or left and right, with the arrow keys. So let's do that. Now, I happen to know where this particular maze ends, so I'm going to kind of goof it off and just show you how it works. First of all, we'll start by moving left. That sound right there is a wall. And he said you could only, you know, in order to score, you can only move to get a winning score. You can only hit the walls 3 times is what he tells you. Let's down arrow. Okay, that sound means that we're down arrowing, or that sound means that we're actually walking. So we're going down. Oh, we hit a wall down at the bottom, so now we're going to right arrow, because if we left arrow, well, we got a wall again. So we got a right arrow here. And we're going forward. Now, once you learn what this is, you actually can book along a lot faster, like that. And that I just moved a bunch of spaces. Now, one thing unfortunate in this particular game is you cannot determine, you have to basically memorize where your spacing is. Okay, we hit a wall. In other words, what I'm saying is there's no speech output to tell you that you've moved 5 east or whatever. You don't know that. So you're going to have to kind of guess. Let's down arrow. Okay. Now we're going up, we hit a wall. Now we're going to left arrow. Nope, can't go left, but we can still go right. So basically what I've done is I've gone down, and then I've gone right, and then I've gone down, and now I'm going to go right again. I know I'm giving away the first maze, to be honest with you, but this is how I have to teach it. Now we're going to just I've gone all the way right a whole bunch of times. I went real fast. Now I'm going to down arrow, because if I up arrow, nothing happens, as you can see. So let's down arrow. And we won.
You bumped into the walls 13 times. Sorry, you did not make the maze part. You completed the first maze. In the demonstration, you can only try the first maze.
There we go. So there you go. That's the maze game. And that's basically how it works. So let's close it out.
Custom control.
And we're going to go back. And now let's go back to it. And this time I'm going to actually register it. Because once I register it, I will be able to play more mazes.
P equals. Program pull down.
Let's go to our games.
P equals. Games pull down. 1 equals.
And
M equals.
Let's go to the maze
location
game.
C program.
There it is.
Menu closed. Button. Start button. Maze game copyright 2020-03-RW11 Arkansas character password and press enter to continue.
Okay. Now let me
if
type
you do not
in
have
my
a password, press enter to continue.
This time I'm
going to
type in
mode.
my information. I believe it was this. Okay.
Now please type in your 5-character authorization code and press enter.
Okay, now it wants my 5-character. What I did is I typed in my the password that he asked for, and now I'm going to put in the authorization code that allows me to unlock the game. Let's see if it will work for me. It's this, and it's that. Let's see if that works.
Unregistered. Welcome to Talking Maze Game by RWF Talking Software. Press Control and F1 to play the game. Press Control and F9 to hear instructions. Unregistered.
Okay, it shows that I'm unregistered, so
create a new window
let
for
me,
each case.
Let me just close it out.
Over 2 hours.
Let me restart it.
G equals. Programs. G equals. M equals. Mazicum.
Let me start
menu
it up
closed.
Again.
Button. Start Welcome. Button to Talking Maze Game by RWF Talking Software. Press Control and F1 to play the game. Press Control and F9 to hear instructions. License to DJC00.
Okay, and it's licensed to me, as you can see right there. So there we go. It is now registered. Basically, I closed it out and restarted it. Now, that allows me to play more than one maze. So let's try maze 2. Let's see if we can play maze 2. Let's see. I think I can do this.
Maze 3. Going round the circle.
Well, we're not going to go to that maze.
You are allowed to bump into the walls 4 times.
We're going to go to maze 2 instead. Go back.
Maze 2. It's still too easy. You are allowed to bump into the walls 3 times.
Now, each maze is different, of course, and what I'm doing to go when I was going from maze to maze is I'm hitting Control F2 to go back or Control F3 to go forward. Richard has done a real nice job with this, I will say that. Now, let's see what we can do with this one. And now, this one I don't have memorized, so let's see what happens as we attempt to play it. Okay. Oops, now we hit the wall. Let's go this way. This way. And this time I'm not going to tell you how I'm moving because I don't want to give it away. So let's do this. Down like this, and we're proceeding. As you can see, it's still too easy. So that's what he says anyway, but we're...
You bumped into the walls 2 times. Congratulations. You are 1 under par for this maze. Press Control and F1 to play the next maze. Your overall score is now 23 over par.
Great, great. So that's my score, 23 over par, okay, is my current score. And the game will remember your current score. Also, the game, when you restart the game, it'll remember the last maze you played and that sort of thing, and you can just pick up. Anyway, it's a great piece of software. If you're looking for something that's entertaining for children, may I suggest this particular maze game from RWF Talking Software, http://www.talkingsoftware.gothere, that's G-O-T-H-E-R-E, .uk.com/html. And Richard has some other great software on that page as well. He is the creator. I have reviewed his talking dictionary in the past. He also has a wonderful talking calculator. And he has a talking event scheduler if you need to keep track of appointments. So check out all of his great products, and they all run terrific. We have another maze that we'd like to show you, since I'm addicted to these sorts of puzzles. This one is freeware this time, and it is put out by Daniel Zingaro. Mr. Zingaro works at bscgames.com. His software is there. He is the creator of such classic games as Troponom and Pipe. And Dan has done an excellent job with this particular maze. And we're going to show this one to you. As I say, this one is freeware. So let's go to it right
zero,
now.
0127 point.
Again, I'm going to go to my games folder.
Games pull down 1
and
equals 50.
I'm locate
M
the
equals,
one I want.
M equals. Maze create.
And it's right here.
Gamma menu. Locate. M equals. Maze
craze. There it
locate.
Is. Maze craze is the name of this freeware game. Start it up.
Menu closed. Button start button. Maze craze.
Maze craze. Choose your maze.
One.
Now, what we have is an up and down arrow here, or a pull down menu rather. Up and down arrow will do it for you. So let's, we're set on one right now. Let's down arrow.
Two.
That's maze two. Now, in this particular game, you only get one maze and the editor. So you can create all the mazes you want, and we have just the one right at the moment. We've created the second one. That's for demonstration. We'll show you that in a minute.
Quit game.
And quit game are the choices we have. So let's
two,
go up to one.
One,
and let's hit return.
Go.
Okay. Now, I'm going to basically do the same thing I did in the shareware version. I'm going to be moving forward and backward, up and down, with the left and right arrow. Let's go to the left.
Wall.
Oh, we hit a wall. Let's down arrow.
Wall.
Oh, we can't go that way either. How about right arrow? Oh, here we go. Now, I should tell you that in this particular game, the sound, that's the sound of me moving, and I'd like to tell you that, you don't know this in, on the main menu review here, but this is actually in stereo.
Wall.
Okay, I've now hit a wall. Let's go down.
Wall.
Okay, and let's
wall.
Go, see which way we're going here now.
Wall.
Now, we can check our position. We've got a couple of ways to do this. Let's see if we can do this here.
15, 19.
I'm at position 15, 19, and I press the space bar to determine that, but I'm looking for which position?
20, 7, 11.
I'm looking for position 27, 11 is what I'm actually looking for.
15, 17.
Let's see where I am. Oh, I think I'm way off, Don. I don't think this is going to help me.
Wall.
I'm way off. Let me go all the way this way. Again, I don't want to give this away, really.
Wall.
So I'm just going to try not to.
Wall.
If I can help this, I'm going to come back this way. As you can see, I'm moving quite fast.
Wall.
And we're going to go down to, let's see.
13, 9.
Okay, maybe that's going to do it for me. Let us do this.
Wall.
Oh, no, that didn't work for me.
37, 9.
Oh, this is wrong. I'm not in the right place at all. This is not working well for me at all, as you can see.
Wall.
I'm looking for
27, 11.
Oh, 27, 11. Oh, I'm way off the mark. My goodness.
Wall.
13, 15.
13, 15.
Wall.
Let's see, I should be this way.
Wall.
And then I should be able to go this way.
Wall.
No, I can't go that way.
Wall. Wall. Wall.
13. 3.
Wall.
13. 9. 13. 11. 19. 11.
Congratulations, you don't get it.
And there we go.
Maze.
And there we go. We actually finally found the position. 2711 is what we were looking for. And we struggled with that a little bit, but there you go. Now,
two.
Maze 2 is one that I've created, actually, and we're going to kind of show you how this one works. This is a very simple maze. I have done hardly anything with it, really. This is just for demonstration. And I've created this, and I don't even know if I remember the moves, but it's real simple. Let's see where we are.
One.
You always start on square 1-1. This is a 40 by 40 grid, by the way, is basically what it is. So that's what we have here, a 40 by 40 board.
Wall.
I hit a wall.
3, 8. 3, 16. 18, 16. 20, 9, 16. 20, 9, 30.
Oh man, this is a terrible maze, I'll tell you why. Because, oh, I don't know what that means. I hit a wall. Oh, hear that? That's a wall. Ah.
40.
I'm up at 40-40. I don't have any idea where I am in this maze. Well, I'm lost already. Obviously, I haven't done a very good job at creating this maze. It's for demonstration purposes.
That's part.
And we don't know where we are. We do want to show you how the creator works. Let's go to that, though, right now. And this is a game creator. You can create your own mazes. So let's do that.
G equals. Games pull down 1 equals 15.
Let's go to,
M equals. M equals. Maze create. Location
maze create is the name of it. Let's hit return on that.
Menu closed. Button. Start button. Maze create. Edit box. Dialog. Maze create graphic. Please enter the number of the maze you would like to edit or create default. Button OK. Button cancel.
Now we can choose which number, and basically they're 1 through X. So, and they have to be in order for this to work properly. So, I already created maze 2, but I'm going to create maze 3.
Maze create.
Now, I'm there. Now, I'm starting at 1-1.
Location 1-1 maze create.
And I'm reading that, by the way, with the Windowize title bar command. It's how I want to do that. So I'm going to put a start marker there.
Start.
I've done that. Now I'm going to move. Let's move to.
Location 6-1 maze create.
6-1. Let's put a wall there, and we're going to put a space bar. I'm going to press the space bar to say wall.
Wall.
There we go. That's marked a wall. I put a marker in, and now I'm going to down arrow. To, let's see.
Location 6-6 maze create.
I'm now at location 6-6, and I'm going to put a wall there.
Wall.
And I'm going to just move back a couple of spaces.
Location 3-6 maze create.
To 3-6, and I'm going to put a win by pressing W.
Win.
And there we go. I've now created my maze.
Button Y equals yes. Dialog maze create graphic save changes to maze. Default button Y equals
sure,
yes button N equals
we'll
no.
That.
Maze create. Dialog maze create graphic edit another maze. Default button Y equals yes button N equals no but maze create.
Okay. We're not
create
gonna
a
edit
new window for each
we're not gonna edit another maze.
Over 2
but
hours.
What we're gonna do
zero,
now is
zero,
we're go to the maze we just created.
G equals. Games pull down one M G equals. M equals. Mazikras.
And
location,
we're gonna go to it
menu,
here.
Button. Start button.
Maze
create.
Choose your maze.
1, 2, 3.
This is the maze I just created. Now, let's see if we can remember the position. Now, we're, like I say, we're up at the left.
Wall.
Okay, we hit a wall.
5-1.
Now, let's see if we can down arrow.
5-7.
Wall. Wall.
2-7. 3-7.
And there it is.
Congratulations,
you found it. It was at 3-6.
Choose your maze.
That's where it is.
1.
Maze create put out by Daniel Zingaro, and I would direct you if you would like to find out about this particular game. Unfortunately, I do not have a URL for it. So if you'll contact Dan, bscgames.com is where you can drop by, and you probably can contact Dan on that particular page, or you can write to Daniel_Zingaro@hotmail.com. That's Daniel_Zingaro@hotmail.com. And ask Dan where to pick up this maze game, and I'm sure he'll give you a URL to download it. It's a great, great game. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.